Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, sun, sea and Cheltenham. Not necessarily what you might associate in the one sentence. We want to find out why so many people are flocking to sunnier climates to watch Cheltenham Week. Johnny Ward from Off the Balls Racing Pod is with me here in studio. Is this a thing, Johnny?
It is, Andrea. Yeah, Benidorm, the first I ever heard of Benidorm was in Only Fools and Horses when Del Boy arranged this holiday for 25% of the normal price because it was raining so much in London, he just wanted to get out of it. And the granddad says to him, "I've always wanted to go to Benidorm. Where is this? And he said, "Well, it's in Spain."
Yeah.
So in those days, British holidaymakers were going to Benidorm. But I dare say, like this, that episode would have been recorded around the time of Dawn Run winning the Gold Cup, right? At a time when there were a lot of Irish in England. I don't think many were going to Benidorm for Cheltenham.
No.
But it has crept in to become a thing in recent years. Benidorm, the likes of Tenerife, Lanzarote, where you get, I suppose, this time of year, you're fairly able to predict that it'll be nice weather. And, like, let's be honest, like, the weather's been pretty grim in Ireland and Britain. And I think, you know, I talk to horse racing trainers who now their thing is to go away with other trainers or with owners or with their mates to watch the races in Benidorm. And there are a myriad of reasons for why
this happens. But it's mad. I mean, like, you think if you were this big of a horse racing fan, right, and if you're somebody who follows the racing and you're at the different meetings that are on a regular basis, you'd imagine that Cheltenham being your All-Ireland or your World Cup, that you'd go to Cheltenham to watch the racing. Like, the idea that you'd go to Benidorm or Tenerife to watch it, I just find fascinating.
Well, you spoke to me off air about the pub in Bundoran and all that. That, you know, you're
like, we'd have an awful lot of customers who come to our pub at home in Bundoran and Donegal for this week to watch Cheltenham.
You're not into racing, right?
No, I'm not. Well, like, I enjoy going to it, and I probably go to one or two meetings a year because I have family that are interested in it.
But the point you make for somebody who's not into racing is the question everyone will be asking: why would you not want to go to Cheltenham? Like,
yeah.
if it's like, you know, if you're into the World Cup or you're into football, why would you not want to go to the World Cup rather than watch it in a bar? But Cheltenham has become extortionate, so expensive. Like,
I was there. Years ago.
It's not the course itself. So the price of the pint today might be, I don't know, 7.58 quid.
Oh, so there's a whole big thing about the price. Yeah. The price pints are huge there.
But it's not that itself. Like, the price of a pint now in Dublin is 7.50, right? It's the price of accommodation, really. So the travelling over and all of that, it's become really expensive. And in recent years, since Cheltenham was diluted from 3 days to four, some of the days racing are a bit kind of meh. And people who went for the 3 days, the thought of going for 4 days is just too much for people. So people have slightly gotten out of the habit of going. I've been to Cheltenham mainly as a journalist, but also as a racegoer. And I will always say the best crack I have at Cheltenham is in my local pub. 100%.
Yeah, watching it.
It's watching it with your mates and having the crack through racing, not having to deal with, like, the big queues and the madness of there. And also the atmosphere has been a bit flat in recent years. It really has.
Is this probably taken over now by influencers? Is that
but the crowds are down, Andrea. Like,
yeah.
The crowds are down. Like, the crowd on Wednesday last year was around 40,000. It should be closer to 60. A lot of the Irish who went for the 3 days, they're not going for four. They might go for one. And the racing got far less competitive. It's actually come back this year. But the reason people go to Benidorm is that it's cheap. You go to the pub. It's great crack. The sun is shining. You're there with your mates. And you can have bets throughout the day very easily on your phone or with the bookie over there.
We want to know, if you're a Cheltenham fan, where do you choose to watch the racing? In your local pub? Do you actually go to Cheltenham? Or maybe you're a fan of Benidorm. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Yeah, Costa del Cheltenham, it seems. Listeners telling me they love to go abroad to Lanzarote, Tenerife and the Canary Islands simply every March before Paddy's Weekend to sit down and watch the horse racing. Zoe Harris is Chief Customer Officer at On the Beach. Zoe is with me on the line today. Where are you based, Zoe?
I'm in London. On the Beach is based in Manchester, but I'm in a very grey and cold London at the minute. Sitting under an electric blanket, that's how bad it is.
Right, so you bring people, is that right? You organise trips for people to go to Costa del Cheltenham?
Yeah, absolutely. We started it this year. So we've got two hotels, Villa España and Magic Aqua Rock, where you can watch and we've got customers there watching every single race. In the sunshine, so it's been in the low 70s, high 60s today, this week. So that's what people are up to in Benidorm as we speak.
So what, they want to hear the Cheltenham roar on the white sand?
Well, I think the benefit is the cost, right? You can go on a 5-day holiday, still enjoy the racing, have a beer in your hand for a fraction of the price. And then you've got either, if you're into, you know, the old town and tapas on the doorstep, or you're more up for a party, the neon and the strip, to go and celebrate your win or commiserate if you haven't been so lucky.
And like, so this is kind of a booming trend then?
It's huge. We've noticed over the last couple of years, we had a sales spike in Benidorm around this time, and we couldn't really work out why. And then it became apparent from one of our overseas members of staff that it was because there was a huge and growing number of people going over, especially to watch Cheltenham. So then we were like, okay, let's launch special packages where we can guarantee the racing will be on in some hotels, get a great price to encourage people. And actually, we challenged ourselves to get the price of 5 days in Benidorm watching Cheltenham to be cheaper than the cheapest option to go to Cheltenham for real. So that's what you can do for €390, if anyone's thinking about it for next year. €390 will get you 5 days in Benidorm and all the races, and a bit of cash left over than if you'd try to go to Cheltenham in person. Yeah.
And what's the typical age profile, Zoe? You know, who's going on the organised trips?
It's really mixed, actually. We're seeing, not many families, as you can imagine. We have got people that are going for kind of lads weeks or who used to go to Cheltenham, and the cost just got ridiculous for them. They were saying that the accommodation costs in Cheltenham were so high they were having to stay quite a long way from the course and then travel in.
Yeah, so that's how they were managing to do it. Stay with me, Zoe. Anne is on the line, and I believe your daughter is there at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, she went on Sunday, so Sunday to Sunday. She was supposed to go last year because it was her 50th last year, but she couldn't get time off work. So herself and my ex-husband, her dad, and his new partner and a few other friends, they're there now for Sunday. And a great time.
And are they at Cheltenham or are they in Benidorm?
Oh, no, they're in Benidorm.
And are they there for Cheltenham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There, yeah. And typically, are they horse? Is she a horse racing fan? She is, Anne.
Oh, yeah, no, she enjoys the thing the same as myself. I used to walk in Bookies years ago.
Right.
She did go to Cheltenham, but that was the year of COVID. And herself, they were over there for 3 days, I think, and they'd already gone when everything closed down here. But, of course, England didn't close down, I think, anything till 2 weeks after that. But she didn't get the COVID because they were outside most of the time.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of way. But when they came back then, everything was locked down,
I know, hard to believe, but it's that long ago now as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but most people around here now, I have to say, I'll probably go down and do a bit on just the Gold Cup myself. But a lot of the men around here, they go, like what you were saying, now, I'd love nothing better to be in the Holyrood up in Bundoran. That's where I usually go. I love the Holyrood and I love everybody up there.
Yeah.
But a lot of the men around here go to hotels in, say, any part of Ireland and spend a couple of days
watch
there.
Watch the racing.
You know, but I mean, I imagine it's much cheaper. I think it's only about, €152 for like a pint in Benidorm, and then you did sangria and everything else. You know, and you're just getting a bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Well, you're probably combining your two loves. If you want the sun and you want the sand and you want the race, and as you say, you can get it all in Costa del Cheltenham. And listen, thanks a million for getting in touch. Zoe Harris there as well, Chief Customer Officer at On the Beach. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.